Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. Could just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When a SpaceX supply mission recently visited the International Space Station, its 5,800 pounds, that's 2,630 kilograms of cargo, included equipment for studying thunderstorms from the vantage point of space and growing vegetables in orbit, the sort of stuff you'd expect astronauts to need for their research. But tucked in with those items was something more unusual— containers with samples of frozen sperm from 12 anonymous human donors, obtained from a California sperm bank, along with 6 samples of sperm from breeding bulls. Those samples will be used in a planned experiment, Micro 11. Astronauts will thaw the sperm and add chemicals that trigger activation of movement and preparation for fusing with an egg. Then they'll put the sperm under a microscope so they can capture video footage of the sperm swimming. In addition, they'll perform chemical tests. Meanwhile, back on Earth, other researchers will be performing the same tests on identical samples of sperm for comparison. The experiment is designed to study sperm motility, that is, the ability to move and swim, in microgravity conditions, and how successful they are in triggering the physiological changes known as capacitation, which enables them to penetrate and fertilize eggs. That information could help to answer the question of whether humans would be capable of reproducing if they settle in future colonies on the moon or Mars, or if they venture on even longer journeys into the cosmos. We spoke with Joe Tash, an emeritus professor in the Department of Molecular and Integrative Physiology at the University of Kansas Medical Center. He said, "If you don't have healthy sperm, you've got real risk to multigenerational survival in space." Tash was the lead scientist in developing the experiment and continues to be involved as a consultant. NASA has been conducting research on reproductive and developmental space biology since the 1990s, according to an email from researchers at NASA's Ames Research Center in California's Silicon Valley, who are involved in the Micro 11 research. In one study published in a March 1995 issue of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, for example, female frogs aboard a space shuttle were induced to ovulate so their eggs could be fertilized. The study demonstrated that gravity-induced rotation of the zygote, that's the cell formed by the fusing of a sperm and an egg, wasn't necessary to develop a free-swimming tadpole with a normal body. Micro 11 marks the first time that human sperm have been launched into space. That is, aside from the ones inside male astronauts' bodies, though there have been previous research efforts involving animal sperm. Back in the 1980s, German researchers launched bull semen into space on a suborbital rocket that briefly subjected them to a minute and a half of weightlessness, which was recorded on video, Tash says. Then in 1997, Tash and colleagues sent samples of sea urchin sperm on two space shuttle missions. In those two experiments, it wasn't possible to shoot video under a microscope, so instead they looked at signal transduction, the molecular mechanism within the sperm cell that tells it when to start wiggling its tail. The results of the German study and Tash's 1997 research both found that sperm actually swam faster in microgravity than they do back on Earth. But in one of Tash's experiments, he detected what may be a big hindrance to procreating in space. When sea urchin sperm were exposed to chemical compounds called peptides that would be released by eggs, the signaling that triggers capacitation, an essential part of reproduction, occurred much more slowly. The Micro 11 experiment will gather data on the effects of microgravity on swimming and capacitation in separate trials, according to Tash. But microgravity isn't the only factor that could influence reproduction in space. Outside of the Van Allen belts that shield Earth from high-energy particles from space, radiation exposure could create serious problems. A study published in a May 2017 issue of Reproduction found that exposure to charged particles of the sort found in space damaged the ovaries of female mice. We spoke via email with the study's corresponding author, Ulrika Luderer, a professor of medicine, developmental and cell biology, and public health at the University of California, Irvine. She said, "Our research found that the finite ovarian follicle reserve is depleted by exposure to charged oxygen or iron particles, which are components of galactic cosmic rays. This damage is irreversible and will result in early onset of ovarian failure or premature menopause." Additionally, Luderer said that human and animal studies provide evidence that exposure to gamma radiation and charged iron particles decreases sperm motility. But even if it's possible to conceive in space, pregnancy and childbirth could be problematic. Chris Lenhart, a senior faculty member at the Baylor College of Medicine Center for Space Medicine, says in an email that it's not known how well an embryo would develop in the environment of space, or whether natural birth would be possible. Today's episode was written by Patrick J. Kiger and produced by Tyler Klang. If you enjoy our show and also not being naked, check out our online shop at tpublic.com/brainstuff. We've also got a bunch of back-to-school stuff like laptop cases. And, of course, for lots more on this and other exploratory topics, check out our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.